The visit allowed me to meet with a wide number of officials in the Central African Republic, but also with civil society, with some of the communities, Muslim community, Christian community. And I understood and I grasped from them how dangerous the situation is in the Central African Republic, notwithstanding that there have been some progress, of course. And we discussed the issue of impunity, we discussed the issue of the elections, and I appealed that we all had to work together. So I was satisfied with the visit.
In a press conference that you gave in Bangui, let me just quote you, you said justice and security are inextricably linked and we need to work more on breaking the vicious cycle of violence. How that?
Well, there has to be an end to impunity. Those who commit violent crimes, of course, must be punished. And many feel that unless they are punished, it's very difficult to achieve peace.
So what would be the UN human rights and member states approach to ensure together a more robust approach to monitor and investigate sexual abuse and human rights abuse in general?
Well, we have to, together, we have to establish the special criminal court as early as possible so that, again, we can end impunity in this country.
You voiced a moving statement in favor of displaced people in Ampoko camp and the Muslim community in the Pekka 5 Muslim enclave in the capital, Bangui. Tell me more about it.
Well, there was a great deal of tension. I felt the tension very clearly, and I believe that there's much more that can be achieved at the level of society itself. And we shared some ideas with colleagues here in Bangui on how maybe that could be achieved.
Such as what?
We feel that if there were joint committees to discuss a whole range of issues, committees involving people from the communities, this would go a long way dealing with some of the tensions.
Was that the appeal made to you by the people from the different communities?
No, but this is what I felt in my discussions from them, that we could achieve something along those lines.
And you intend to take it forward to Geneva and New York?
Well, I think it's something we can continue to discuss, yes.